Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding at the top of Chof Gimel Amid Beis and the top line. We were discussing about the requisite number of psukim that had to be included in any haftar. We said it was 21. We brought up a Tosus earlier in Masechta that pointed out that if it's a separate inyan, it's fine to have less than that. The Gemara is actually going to come on to that today. But anyways, we're on the basic rule of needing 21 psukim, which is connected to seven people who read as a chiyuv, who read the requisite seven aliyahs. Each of them obviously at least read three psukim, so it comes out 21. So connected to those 21 psukim, make a haftar. So Mara says, Maski flo Rava challenges this. Vahare ola seichem safu, so I have an esim v'chad v'karinin. There's a haftar up. This is quoting a verse in Yirmiyahu, Perek Zayin. This refers to the Haftorah and your Ola offerings, yeah, which is the Haftorah and Parshat Tzav. It only has 17 psukim over there. So how can we read that? Gemara says, Shani Hasim the Salah Kinyana. This is what we just mentioned before. Chora, this is what Tosu said earlier on in the Masechta, that's different. That is a separate Indian by itself. That's fine. Gemara says, Vehech de lo Salah Kinyana lo. You mean to imply that if it wouldn't be a full Indian, not. So Halmer Rav Shmuel bar Abba zinin segiin hava ki'imna kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Rabba says many times I stood in front of Rabbi Yochanan and I was in his presence. Vichy have a karinin asara psuke, and when we'd be reading only 10 psukim, amulon afsiku, he would tell us to stop. So 10 was enough there. Says Malkum sheish turgaman shani, a place where there is a turgaman, someone translating each pasuk, so that is enough. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, because Rav Tachlifa over Shmuel said, Lo Shana Lo Malkum Sheim Baturgaman. They only said they have to read a minimum of 21, or it's not a separate inyan, right? If there's no Baturgaman, Avul Malkum Sheish Turgaman Posik. But if there is a Turgaman, you could stop less than that. Rashi learns that the word with the Turgaman, the reason why you stop with less Pesukim, because there's a Torah Chatzibur. Every Pesuk is being repeated once, it's being translated. And Tosus points out over here that this is where us, you know, Ashkenazim and Svardim really also, this is where our source is for not having Targum. And seemingly, at some point, everybody had Targum, but the Gemara is here saying clearly the places that did not, and we indeed are one of those places that do not have Targum when we do either Kriyas HaTorah or the Haftorah. I think I mentioned before that Taimonim do still, to this day, do a Targum, at least on Kriyas HaTorah. I don't know about Haftorah. They keep it as the way the original Takana of the Chora was. That's the next Mishnah. In person al Shema, bin oven lifnei ateva, one cannot literally cut in half Shema. Rashi learns that means that a minion would come to Shul, but the Shul that's already there, the Tzibur, has already read Shema. So one person gets up, says Kaddish Baruch Hu and the first bracha before Shema, and that is sort of a way of including them in the minion. It seemed like that was the type of goal that they did. Tosis here brings a different shot that it means something else. Because that Bar Shema thing would be enough to have seven. You wouldn't need a minion. So seemingly, it doesn't mean exactly this. Yeah, but the Mishnah says that this thing, Porcinal Shema, is the first one of these things. All these things are really listed as things that need a minion. Yeah, Porcinal Shema, Vein Omer Lifnei Ateva, one can't become a Shliach Tzibur, meaning you can't have a minion led by a shliach tzibur without there being 10 people. The kohanim did not do birkas kohanim. Literally means that they raise their palms. Yeah, and that's what's called birkas kohanim because that's one of the things that they do. yeah, that's the next thing in the Mishnah. The ein karm b'tor, you can't have kriyas b'tor that minu, ve'im avtir manavi no haftor, ve'ein osin mamad o moshav. And you can't make what's called a ma'amad umoshav. Rashi learns over here that means that when they would bury someone, they would pause, they would carry the bier, and they would pause seven times and cry. Nowadays we reflect that by saying Kaddish at different pauses. So that also had to be done with a minyan. Ma'amad umoshav is all one phrase for that ceremony. Bein Omer Birkas Avelim. You can't say Birkas Avelim, which apparently there was a minhag that was done where the Avel would say a bracha to the people that came to comfort him. The comforters would say a bracha to him. This is only done with a minion. V'tanchumi Avelim, and comforting him. Also, when they come back from the kever, they make these shuros, these rows of people that he would walk through. That was also only done with a minion. But Birkas Chasanim, that we do nowadays, that means under the chuppah, Shavu Brachos, means another Shavu Brachos, you need to have a minyan for that. Ve'em mezamnin b'shem pachos me'asarim. You can't say Elokeinu in Birkas Hamazon with less than 10. Maybe we'll discuss why this is being stated here, that is b'feirish mishnah and brachos, that when you have 10, you say Elokeinu. So as far as a repeat of that, it could be it's a thought here again in the list of things you need a minyan for. The karkos tisha of a coin, when someone is coming to be poda to redeem land that it belongs to Hekdesh, he gave the Hekdesh and he's redeeming it, or someone else gave the Hekdesh, so you need to have 10, it can be 9, and one of them has to be a coin. But adam kiyotza behen, and a person also, Rashi brings, this refers to a person trying to, sounds like also to redeem himself from Hekdesh. That's the gears we have. The Bach changes that to pater himself from Hekdesh. I don't know what that means, to pater yourself from Hekdesh. It seems to be you redeem yourself from Hekdesh. I mean, somehow a person became Shaykh to Kedusha, or maybe it means that he his value was pledged to Hekdesh. And in any case, the procedure that will be done to take that off of him will have to be done with a minyan. I started to say before, this machlokes about personal shema means, so as we said, Rashi's pshat is that the minyan gets together, someone says Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the first bracha of before Shema, so that's called personal Shema, because you're not saying the whole Birkas Kriya Shema and the whole Shema, obviously. now, some people argue this about the Gabe Kedusha, that's not something that would say, meaning to say that in the first bracha of Kriya Shema there is a Kedusha, there is a Kadosh Kadosh, etc. So people discuss whether that's included in this or not. Let's just bring that up. It's not clear from Rashi whether it means to include that or not, although at least in our way of davening, that's part of the first bracha, and that is something that's the davership of Kedusha, that we need a minyan. That makes sense. Otherwise, the minyan over here is just because of Kaddish and Baruch Hu, why would they need the first bracha of Shema in particular? Why does that need a minyan separately? So that would be a bit of a question with the plain reading of Rashi. The Seder. So we're going to elaborate more what all these things mean in the Gemara. So Gemara first says, just about the last bit about a person redeeming himself. So like I said, it's it's not clear to me the way we have Rashi gives so that you're being poda yourself. So maybe what the Bach, according to the Bach, here is that the pater himself just means a debt that he owes that apparently also has to be done with the minyan. But I guess we'll see more elaboration on that in the Gemara. So Gemara says, Menani Mili, where do you know this, that personal Shema or Kedusha has to be done with a minyan? Really, it's a personal Shema, it's from the Mishnah. Amr v'chiyah ba'abar, Amr yochanan, Amr kovani, dachchi v'soch b'nei Yisrael. It says, I will be sanctified amidst b'nei Yisrael, amongst them, in the midst of Klal Yisrael. Kol davar sheba Kedusha, lo yepachos me'asara. This means that anything that's a davar sheba Kedusha cannot be less than 10. Now, the Gemara is not telling you a clear definition of what's considered a Davar Sheva Kedusha. Apparently, Gemara understands that everything in the Mishnah is called a Davar Sheva Kedusha, or at least a Porzal Shema, and a minion of Tefillah, and Birkas Kohanim, and Kriyas Torah, and Haftorah. After that, it wasn't about Davar Sheva Kedusha, it was Kavod HaMeis, and etc. But those first few things in the Mishnah, things Davar Sheva Kedusha, need a minion. Torah says, my mashma, how did you get from that pasuk that fact? The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, also toch toch, the gezer shav of this word toch to another toch. Ksiv hachlo v'ni kitashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv hachim, and then another pasuk says, he badalu mitoch ha'ida, that Shem says to the Jewish people, everybody move away from this evil congregation. I was referring to Korach. And that also says the word toch, and they're called an eida. V'asei Eida Eida, then there's a second step of the Gzer Shava from this word Eida to another one. The Gzeev Hasim, it says, by Meraglim, Ad Mosai L'Eida Harazos, until when will this evil congregation be allowed to exist? Over there was only 10, because Kalev and Yeshua were not involved in the spies' evil report. So Malahal Nasara Afkan Nasara, just as over there it was 10, because Kalev and Yeshua weren't there, weren't included, so too by Korach, what's being called an Eda had to be at least 10. That's the definition of what an Eda is. And then when you go back to Toch and Toch, so Midashi B'Soch B'nei Yisrael had to be 10. I'll just share a side point I once heard over said over that, according to the Rishalmi, there is a pshat that by the Meraglim, there are actually two from each tribe. And if that would be true, that means there were a total of 24. And Kalev and Yeshua and seemingly their counterparts did not involve themselves in the evil report of the spies. According to that, it would kind of come out that a minyan, as we call it, would involve 20 men, not 10. Again, I can't be more clear where that shita is. I heard it said over that it was such a discussion, but the halacha was never, there's no room for that. Obviously, we always hold 10 as a minyan. This is Gemara. Venos and Mamad Umoshav Tochas Miasar. You can't do this thing that they would do when they buried somebody called Mamad and Umoshav, standing still and crying at seven particular places while burying them. You can't do that with less than 10. So the Gemara says it might have a girsi here before answering why. It might say my time off first. And the answer would be Kevin de Boy Lememar Amdu Yikarim Amodu Shavu Yikarim Shavu Batsir Meisar Lav Orach Ara. Being that the ceremony in this was to say to the people that stand, Ikarim, dear ones, cherished ones, stand, and then say, sit, dear ones, sit, it's not considered derech eretz, it's not considered proper to do that with less than 10 men around. Rashi learns that that means that if you're calling them Ikarim, you're calling them dear ones, it means people that are chashiv. If you'd say that to a gathering of only two or three people, so if you had more than that, what would you refer to those people as? So if you're calling them the chashev term like that, it has to be have a lot of people, and there would be less than that. You wouldn't have to call them that term. That's the logic over here. Very interesting nuance that they understood that a certain amount of people gain a chashivas like that, and you have to reserve that term for that type of chashivas. Does the Gemara. And the Gemara then said, "Ve'inu birkas avelim birkas chasanim b'chulim." My birkas avelim. What is birkas avelim? What is this? Says the Gemara, "Birkas rechava." It's a bracha in the expanse, in the road, or the open area where the avel would be. The Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, "Birkas avelim ba'asara." He said, "Birkas avelim involves 10 ve'inu avelim in a minute, but the avelim don't count." Rashi understands that the reason that is because the avel is the one saying the bracha to the ones that comforted him. So they are receiving it. They have to be the 10, right? He says to them, Rashi brings a quote from apparently Girsit that they had. He would say to them, "Achenu, our brothers, Baal Gemul Yishayim Lechem, Hashem, who pays back, should pay you, Gemulchem, your rightful pay, Hatov, Bruch, Hatov, Hashem, Mishalim HaGemul. Well, Avelim Lifnei Atzim, and then there's a bracha given to the Avelim separately, Achenu, Baal Nechomot, Yinachim Eschem, our brothers, the one who comforts, should comfort you, Bruch, Hatov, Hashem, Menachem Avelim. Right, blessed is Hashem that He comforts mourners. Right, and that no one is including the other group. No one's including themselves in the other groups. It's not 10 total. It's ten only of the Menachem. Only 10 of the comforters in the first one. So again, the Brisa says, or I should say, the quote from Reb Yochanan says, "Birkas Avelim Basara, Vena Avelim Yaminin." Birkas Chasanim, though. The bracha by wedding of chasanim, ba'asara, the chasanim in a minute, they're the chasans included. Giving everyone a bracha for whatever they'll be, that everyone everyone should be included in the mesameach, tiyam, b'vaneha, everyone's included in those brachas. So the Gemara, v'eim mezamen al amotim b'shem pachas me'asara, you can't say, okenu, less than 10. I see here, Legino Shatz brings that mission I referred to in brachas. Perhaps he's bringing up this potential difficulty of why is it repeated here. It's never clear necessarily from Gilad Shas. It only gives a citation what he means to do with that citation. That could be what he's doing. So it says the Gemara, "Kevin deboy lememar nevarich lelakenu b'tzir meisar lav orach ara." Again, the Gemara here might first say my timeo, but it gives a reasoning that why is it that you need 10? Being that you're going to say, "Let us bless Hashem," and using His name, it's not derech eretz. I have less than 10 people there for this chashiv thing, this significant thing where you use His name. This Gemara va'akakos v'tisha v'koin v'adam mikiyotze behen v'chuli. So this ended up meaning we discussed. We're going to go with pshat that karkos, the Rashi said, means to redeem karkos that were made into hektish. Needs to have 10, 9 of which can be a non-koin and 1 of which is a koin. V'adam mikiyotze behen, similarly pshat is that a person simply wants to pay hektish. That's the way the Bach had the girsa and wants to patr himself, needs to pay hektish. A debt that he owes them, they also need 10 apparently. Bar says, "Menon imili." Where do you know this from? Amr Shmuel. Asari kohanim k'suvim parsha. In the parshas of being poda ektish, it says over there 10 times we're kohanim. So we say chad legufe, yeah, one should be needed for itself to communicate that there needs to be a kohen present. Won't read the next words in parentheses. The idach, all the other ones have imiut achar miut, are again being memayit only a kohen, but it's happening repeatedly. But and we have a rule, the ein miut achar miut el rabos. anytime you have repetitive exclusions, it really is, it's a counterintuitive sort of rule, but it's really including. Yeah, so that's the Rabbos Tisha Yisraelim Chag Kohen. So you end up with nine Yisraelim. Those last statements of Kohanim, last nine times, were not really excluding anybody else. It was including Yisraelim. And this one, the Gufe, the one needed for itself, or the actual plain meaning, is saying one Kohen. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Chamisha Kohanim V'Chamisha Yisraelim. Why don't I say that it means five Kohanim and five Yisraelim? The Gemara says Kasha. That is a Kasha we don't know the answer to. So what is this Kasha? So I'm going to read through inside the way Rashi says it, because this is a bit difficult. Rashi says, Ve'ema Chamisha Kohanim V'Chamisha Yisraelim. Kevin D'taimah Mishum Miut Acher Miut. The whole reason why we have included nine Yisraelim is because of this idea of a Miut Acher Miut, of repeated exclusions. Really, it's just to include, right? Hu Hashlishi, that's what it's for. Hashlishi Eino Miut Acher Miut. You have one Miut, right? Number one time that says Kohen, that is a real Miut, that is excluding non-Kohanim from being there. The next time is then a repetition. So then you have one and two together is not a mute after is a mute after a mute, and that will include a Yisrael. So we have one coin, one Yisrael. The third one is now back to zero. The third one's not a mute after a mute. You were marba already for number two. You included something. So Rashi's saying Ashlishi ain't a mute. The third one's not a mute anymore. Acher mute. It's not a mute after a mute. It's a mute after a ribui. The came that the Rash delay, being that you have darshan from it, Bach puts in, yeah. Darash Dalei Kohen Sheni, you've darshaned a separate Kohen, meaning to say, you what should you do the third one? The third one you should say is again Legufe. The third one really means to be specific and say only a Kohen. So once you have that, a Kohen Sheni, so Miat Achamiyot Israbe, the Yisrael, then the next one should include a Yisrael. Kihadar also Kohen Shlishi, Ashwin Dalei Havik Kohen. Right, you can do it again. The third pasuk is going to include a coin. Yeah, velo Yisrael. V'chein hey, so to the fifth pasuk. V'chein zayin, to the seventh pasuk. V'chein tes, so to the ninth pasuk. Meaning to say, you divide it up in pairs. The first pasuk tells you a coin specifically. The next pasuk tells you, oh, another mute. That's really to include a Yisrael. Now back to square one. Third pasuk tells you a coin that's specific. That should tell you only a coin, not Yisrael. The fourth pasuk, oh, another mute. That's really a ribui. Tells you even a Yisrael. That's one, two, three, four. And you have two of each. And it will go on like that. That's Gemara's Kasha. Why didn't you do that? And Kasha, the Gemara doesn't have an answer of why that is coming out that way. Sometimes happens in Shas, can be a bit frustrating because even the Gemara would understand very clearly the reasons for everything, but we don't have at our ready a good discussion of why this, a good reason of why this would be. Seder continues the Gemara. So Adam Kiyotza Behen, a person is like this. Adam Mi Kadosh, are we saying a person is holy? Meaning the same type of thing that Hektish would have. That type of person is holy, but not the way Hektish is holy. So what would this mean? Rashi understands that, Rashi doesn't say anything at this point. We'll get there in a second. That Amar Rabbi Yeboah Ba'omer Demei Olai. The case is that someone says that my value is upon me. Okay, so at this point, the Gemara doesn't seem like we thought it meant in the Mishnah. It doesn't seem like the Bach said either. The person says that I owe my value specifically. According to the Bach, it sounded like a person owed any debt. So a person says, I owe my value. D'tanya, ha'omer d'mei alai, one who says, my value is upon me, I have to pay my value to Hektish. Shaman oso ke'evid. You evaluate him as a slave. What are you worth as a slave? Look at his strength, his height, etc. Be'evid iskish l'akos. And evid, that this person is being compared to, evaluated as, has always a hekesh to karka. A lot of halachos are learned out from one to the other. Diksiv, by karka, it says, V'yisnach atem osam livneichem. You shall cause them to be inherited by your children, achareichem, afterwards, l'reshes achuza, for inheritance, heritage, let's say. Inherit them as a possession. So, because over there, it's talking about karka, and there's this hekesh too there. So just as the shuma that's going on by land needs a coin, that was the previous part of the Gemara, needs 90 Yisraelim of a coin, so too it must be when you evaluate a person. Yeah, but it doesn't say anywhere. In fact, it's only the hekesh that does that. So it seems to put, I don't know how, whatever Yerusha we had in the Rashi before in the Mishnah or according to the Bach or not, it's not just paying off a debt and it's not redeeming a person, it's actually hekesh. The person paying a neder that he made for Arachim, made a value of himself, he pledged that amount to Hektish, and that apparently has to be paid off, meaning there's an evaluation involved in that. That evaluation has to be done with the minion, nine of which are Yisraelim, one of which is a Kohen. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next.